Thank you very much, Stephen. In contrast to the theme of the feature, we have a very different message from this next set of news. Pub seems to be making the news, plus some wonderful efforts for charity. We'll start with work to restore the historically listed pub, The Buck, in Thorpe. Much-needed work on a former pub has restarted after months of uncertainty that left neighbours fuming. The Buck, a Grade II listed pub in Thorpe St Andrew that dates back to the 17th century, has been vacant since 2019. Plans to revitalise the Yarmouth Road building were approved in 2022 by Broadland District Council, but last month locals voiced their frustration after a halt in development. The delay caused outrage amongst those living nearby, but after contacting this newspaper, work has begun again. There's been new windows installed, and the front of the building now looks tidier overall. It just looks a lot better. The Buck was first registered as a licensed house in 1789, before it was renovated in 2005, adding a beer garden.
A huge city pub crawl with live music, pub grub and a weekend full of events is returning to Norwich this summer. The NR3 Beer Mile is back, with 11 pubs hosting 5 days of events along the beer trail from July the 31st to August the 4th. The event has been extended for its second year to give visitors a chance to collect stamps from each pub along the trail's route through the city. Emily Bridges, co-owner of the Malton Mardle, said, "The whole idea is to celebrate NR3 as a community and to give back to our customers. We want to encourage more people to discover the area and see what a great place it is for the benefit of our small businesses. We were overwhelmed by how popular the event was last year. Every pub was packed out. So we're hoping to replicate something similar, but bigger and better."
Managers at the Belgian Monk in Pottergate donate 50p from every portion of mussels sold in part of its Mussels for Mussels initiative. This scheme helps the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital Neuroscience Department to purchase specially adapted wheelchairs for those suffering from muscular disease. Recently, the restaurant's staff presented hospital staff with a cheque for £8,000. Co-owner of the Belgian Monk, Will Clayton, said, "At the Belgian Monk, we love living and working in our local community. Our teams and customers help us to make a real difference to those in need, and we will always continue to support vital local causes wherever we can." Service Director for Neurology, Dr. Kotius Sodblad, said, "We are incredibly grateful for the generosity shown by the patrons of the Belgian Monk and highly appreciative of the money that has been collected, which will be put to great use within the neuroscience department."
A city pub could soon have a fresh look as plans for some upgrades have emerged. Pub group Stonegate has applied for planning permission for the Lamb Inn ahead of the summer months. If plans are approved, an outside bar will be built to the right of the entrance in the pub's courtyard in a permanent wooden structure with a hatch to serve customers on the side. The canopy, which covers a large portion of the courtyard, is also set to be replaced, with new lighting installed to keep the area operating when it gets dark. The inside of the Lamb Inn is also set for a large refurbishment, which will include a new coffee station, furniture, televisions, lighting, flooring, and redecorating throughout. The pub is Grade II listed. Its building is thought to date back to the late 18th century, although its origins go back to being known as the Holy Lamb in the 13th century. The City Council intends to make a decision on the plans by July the 3rd.
Workers, all employed by UK Power Networks in Norfolk, climbed the tallest mountain in the UK, Ben Nevis, in support of Nelson's Journey, which helps children and young people in Norfolk who've experienced significant loss. Overhead Lines person Mark Alexander details that while some had climbed before, this trip saw them ascend in 3 hours and 25 minutes and descend in 2.5 hours. He said, "We all found it really tough." Their fundraising efforts amounted to £4,000 for the charity, which has supported thousands of bereaved children since 1997. Head of fundraising at Nelson's Journey, Guy Stevens, said, "We are absolutely delighted that the team from UK Power Networks have chosen to support us with this incredible challenge. We have been following their journey and they have done so well."
Hatchbrenner, based in Norwich, succeeded in raising £9,550 through their participation in the Will Aid charity campaign this year. This achievement makes them one of the top donating firms in the country. Since their involvement began in 2015, they've gathered an impressive total of £44,913. Volunteer work and expertise in writing wills are the primary methods utilised by Hatchbrenner to raise these funds. The firm invites its clients to donate to Will Aid in lieu of processing fees for basic wills. Legal assistant at Hatchbrenner, Eleanor Jarvis, said, "We enjoy taking part in Will Aid each year. It's a brilliant scheme which raises money for charities while also encouraging people to write a will. Will Aid's partner charities will benefit from the funds raised, which include Age UK, British Red Cross, and Save the Children." Well, with that last news item, we've reached the end of part one. We'll hand over to Laura and Mike for part two. So with that, it's goodbye from Dorothy and myself. We hope you've enjoyed what we've introduced for you and that you enjoy the rest of your listening.